Hi, my name is V. Lynn Hawkins, Intuitive Business Mentor and Funding Strategy Muse. Welcome to the One-Tap Solution, Cutting to the Core Now. This is the ultimate edge technique for deliberate creation on abundance. Please note that while the One-Tap Solution is a methodology that can affect great change, I make no medical claims as to cures. My desire is to share with you what is a combined use of NLP, EFT, and hypnosis so that you can make the changes you desire and make them quickly. So if you've found a place to sit or stand or otherwise, just be engaged and hear this teaching session. Once you've learned this technique, the degree of change and a better life that you see are going to depend on only one thing. One thing alone. I can't stress that enough. And that's whether or not you use it. So learn it and use it and make a better life. Teach it to others, including children, and help to relieve a lot of the emotional stress and the connections of the emotions within the brainstem so that you can live a more relaxed, happy, and abundant life. So step one, recognize a disempowering, a negative thought when it happens. Something like, I don't have any money to go out to dinner with friends. I'm worthless. I'm afraid I won't be able to pay my rent in a couple of weeks when it's due. I just don't see it happening. I'm trying so hard. What's wrong with me? I'm afraid of rejection. I grew up with it. I get enough of it at home and at work, and I don't have to subject myself to it. I like being alone. I don't want to be. I'm depressed when I am, but it's best because I don't have to be rejected. I'm broke. I don't have any money. I feel horrible. Those are disempowering negative thoughts. Recognize when you have one and pay attention to it. So now let's talk about step two. That's acknowledging your disempowering thought and belief and framing your disempowering limiting belief statement. That is this feeling of worthlessness. Okay, I'm really feeling it. The fear I could be sleeping in my car and then what? I'm feeling it and I'm seeing it. I'm such a slug. Or I acknowledge that it's easier to be alone. No one will judge me because I don't have any money. And payday as well, I don't know where the money is coming from. When you think of those disempowering beliefs, that's the acknowledgement that you want to give. But I also want you in the negative side, there's an opposite and a polarity pull that is the positive and the empowering belief statement. So now let's talk about the empowering belief statement. I deserve to live a good life. I'm a good person. It's possible that a miracle could happen, and that would be great. I don't know how, I don't know what, but I do believe that it's possible. The floodgates of prosperity are open to me. I'm happy, and in my happiness, money flows to me easily. I'm living in abundance, and all of my needs are met. And now we move to the next step, and that is adding the breathing and tapping. So we have one tapping location, and that's at the collarbone. And at the collarbone level, I want you to reach just a little to the left. That's where you're going to tap this whole entire time. That's the only place that you're going to tap, which is why if something like this is needed and you're in the grocery store, at the laundromat, at the restaurant and a friend hurts your feelings, or anywhere, anytime, driving in the car, wherever you need to use it, that is the only location that you need to tap, and that's a little to the left side on the collarbone. So with those two fingers, the forefinger and the middle finger, I want you to tap on the collarbone location. And now I want you to add breathing. And so first begin with a deep breath in And that deep breath in, you want to actually feel your spinal cord lift your head. I want you to feel that inhale as it reaches into your lower abdominal and into your first chakra. And now I want you to exhale. And you can typically do this on the four counts in and four counts out. All the time that you're doing this, you are still tapping on the collarbone location, and you're taking a deep breath in, tapping on the collarbone location. Feel and see that breath that you inhaled go through the lower abdominal and down to the first chakra. The vibration of your tapping not only engages your heart, it engages the brain stem, and it allows for the neural pathway that thought came across to you on to be engaged. And we're going to actually now walk through this process. So I really want you to play full out with me as I take one of these disempowering statements and one of these empowering statements, and then move into our gratitude statement as we close, to let you know just how quickly this can be done. And then I want you to really take a moment to think about how the emotional connection to that negative thought has changed. So, okay, tapping on the collarbone. Take a deep breath in. As you inhale that deep breath, feel it go through the lower abdominal and into the first chakra. And as you exhale, here's your disempowering thought. I don't have any money. I don't have any money to go to dinner with friends, and I feel worthless. And that's on your exhale. And now you're taking another inhale. You're feeling that thought go into your lower abdominal, and this is where you're forming your empowering thought statement. And as you exhale, you're saying that empowering thought statement. I am a good person, and I release the feeling of worthlessness. I deserve good things in my life. And now as you continue tapping, your next inhale in, taking it all the way through your lower abdominal and into the first chakra. And as you're down there, you're really feeling your gratitude statement. And as you're exhaling, you are saying, I am so grateful, knowing I am a good person and deserve a good life. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Universe. And so it is. And then still tapping, still focusing on that gratitude statement. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And that's it. That's the process. That's it in a nutshell. Your first inhale, taking that oxygen to your first chakra, you're forming the acknowledgement of that negative belief or that negative thought that's come up. As you exhale, you are stating it. And that is your connecting heart to the voice, to the brainstem, to that neural pathway, as you're acknowledging having had that negative thought. And then your second inhale, you are beginning to frame your empowerment statement as you take that oxygen through your lower abdominal and into the first chakra. You are actually forming that empowerment statement. And as you exhale, you are speaking it aloud. And it is the statement, I am worthy. I deserve a good life. And then your third inhale, you're forming that gratitude statement as you take the oxygen in and you're thinking gratefulness as you're in that lower chakra. I am so grateful, thinking of that gratitude statement that you are now going to exhale and speak in an audible voice. I am so grateful and deserve a good life. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Universe. And so it is. And you are done. So you will feel a shift in the emotional connection to that negative thought that came up. Realize it. Keep it. And know that in continuing to do this process and address those negative thoughts and beliefs as they come up, you will be able to cut to the core. Repeat this as necessary for and on every negative belief and thought that surfaces when it surfaces. When you want to change a thought, know that you can do it. And you can change it from the core. And we sometimes think about the core being the deep insides of us, when that core is actually in the brain. If you've had an opportunity to look at the book, see the diagrams, understand how the brain works so that you can see this process actually happening as you're doing it. Thank you for joining me for the One Tap Solution, Cutting to the Core Now on Abundance. And I invite you to visit me at skyhawkenterprises.biz for more information and to connect. I will be sharing a One Tap Solution, Cut to the Core practice every month, so be sure to stay tuned. Thanks. Namaste. Peace and God bless. Bye-bye.